United States Navy presents The Eddie Duchin Show. Music for your listening pleasure, transcribed by the magic fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And as our special guest, Anita Ellis. Today we pay tribute to the Navy Nurse. Since its foundation 40 years ago with a group of only 20 women, the Navy Nurse Corps grew to more than 11,000 members in World War II, caring for the health of the largest Navy in history. Today, this white task force is on duty with the men and women of the United States Navy throughout the world. With patience, skill, and devotion to duty, the Navy Nurse continues to serve her country in the cause of humanity. General Quarters is sounded aboard our musical flagship, and Eddie Duchin and his boys give us Dark Town Strutter's Ball.
Yes, Cam.
To take you out of the groove for just a minute.
Oh, that's okay.
Today we're saluting the Navy Nurse.
We could salute her every day and still not do half enough, Ken. To every guy in the Navy who has ever been sick, she's tops. Somewhere in the back of our minds, we knew if we ever needed her, we'd get the best medical attention. And don't think that that isn't important to the morale of a fighting man.
No question of that, Eddie. Which brings me to the message I have for all young women who are graduates of a recognized school of nursing. If you're between the ages of 21 and 29 and single, you may qualify for an exciting career as an officer in the Navy Nurse Corps. It will be a new life for you, a glamorous life. As part of the Navy team, you'll travel to foreign countries and enjoy the best living and working conditions. It's a wonderful opportunity for a new, fascinating life. For further information on how to become a Navy nurse, write the Bureau of Naval Personnel, Washington 25, D.C. Former Seaman First Class Tommy Mercer is back in uniform and on a slow boat to China.
Thank you. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. For I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself
Eddie, it's time to say hello to Anita Ellis.
Hi, Anita.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Oh, gosh, Anita, you don't have to be so formal.
But, Eddie, they told me everything was straight Navy here. I don't know what to do when I report on board.
Well, it's very simple. Just find the officer of the deck and give him your name, rank, and number.
Oh, is that all?
Shall we do it right? what name?
Anita Ellis.
Rank?
Well, that pipe Ken Roberts was smoking in rehearsal was pretty rank.
Straight oakum. Number?
I thought I might sing What Is This Thing Called Love?
Check, Anita. It's all Navy.
What is this thing called? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? Thing called love. thing. What is this thing called love?
Thank you, Anita Ellis. This is Ken Roberts again with an important message for young men between the ages of 18 and 25. If you're single and have had at least 2 years of college, the Navy offers you this new unusual chance to qualify as a Naval Aviation Cadet. As a NAVCAD, you'll train at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, the Annapolis of the air. It means the chance of a lifetime to get the world's best training in aviation and eventually win your Navy wings of gold. You will then be an officer in the United States Navy with all the exciting, wonderful advantages that can mean. Wouldn't you like to learn to fly the Navy's fastest jet planes? What young fellow wouldn't? All right, then, maybe this is your chance. To find out more about this deal, write NAVCAD. That's N-A-V-C-A-D, NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. Now, here's what you've been waiting for. The Magic Fingers of Radio, Eddie Duchin. It's his interpretation of Cole Porter's Easy to Love. And so we close our musical salute to the women of the Navy Nurse Corps. Thanks, Anita Ellis. To you, too, Tommy Mercer. And, of course, to Eddie Duchin, who says,
for gallant devotion to duty and outstanding achievement in all their past performances, the Navy Nurse Corps is second to none. Our hats off to you, ladies. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And be sure to listen in again for the Eddie Duchin Show, transcribed and presented by the United States Navy.